It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
As a man thinketh, so he is. Have you heard that before? You probably have. So how is your greatest thinking working? Are you happy and fulfilled? Do you have all the money you need? Do you have the friendships that you want? Do you have the relationships you want? Are you filled with joy and happiness? Do you have what you want in this world? Okay, listen, this isn't a big deep dive today. This is just a couple questions to start to stimulate some thought around our topic today. This is Ken D. Foster, and I am your host today for the Voices of Courage show. And today we're talking about the courage to recode your mind for unlimited success. So the show, I thought a lot about this show, and I thought, you know, what can I do to really stimulate you, my amazing audience, to be able to take your lives in a new direction? Well, I'm going to get right to that. But before I do, I want to let you know that the show last week grew in 11 new countries that we're in. So we're now on 38 countries and 104 stations around the world. How cool is that? Isn't that great? Cool. So all of you, and I'm sorry I don't have the list of countries right now, but all of you that are hearing my voice and you haven't heard it before, welcome to the show. This show is all about empowering you to take your lives, your businesses, your relationships to a completely new level. And what I do is I interview amazing, courageous individuals that have really walked the talk. A lot of times their lives have been less than outstanding or stellar in the earlier years, but they've overcome every single obstacle in their way. And most of the time they have principles and strategies and techniques and a lot of wisdom that to help you to do the same. So that's what the show's about. So I want to welcome everybody that's new to our show today. And you can find us on Facebook. You can find us if you just Google Voices of Courage, and you can get all the replays if you go to voicesofcourage.us. All right. So how do we reprogram our mind? The big question. Thought about this, I actually thought about it a lot on the way down. And I thought, well, first of all, I asked this question. Why do we reprogram our mind? Well, a lot of people want to reprogram or rethink things because they want to feel better. They want to have more joy, more happiness in their life. Some people don't care so much about their joy and happiness. They care about making more money, or they care about connecting to relationships in a deeper way, which, of course, in my book, all leads to a little more joy and happiness. So that's probably the why for a lot of us. So if you're in a place right now and there's an area in your life that you want to transform, okay, just think about it for a minute. What do we have to do to be able to reprogram our mind? And how do we reprogram it? Well, I always think it's this, at the core. I'm one of these guys that like to get to the core. So the core of this is we reprogram it with things that will empower us and things that we love. We love, okay? So listen, anything that you're experiencing right now that's less than stellar, it's because you probably haven't acknowledged that you have the power within your life, within you right this moment, right this time, to transform that if you choose. See, we can change anything if we acknowledge it. But if we don't acknowledge it, it stays under the surface. So the first thing we have to do is acknowledge that it exists, whatever it is, whether it's poor communication in a relationship, whether it's an addiction, whether it's a family situation that you really want to change. Now, it's very easy to see why everybody else needs to change. That's usually what we look at. I'm no different. I do the same thing in my life. I, you know, something happens and I look at my partner, Judy, and I'll say, oh, it must be her fault. And then about 3 minutes later, as soon as I stop and think about it for a second, I realize, oh gosh, this is one of the biggest challenges for me in marriage. It's always having to say I'm sorry. But I do it very well because I know that if I say I'm sorry, it's not just a sorry. I want to reprogram my thinking. So what I do is I ask myself, okay, what is the behavior that I need to change? Simple question. Do most of us ask that? No, we look at the other person. But I do ask that. And then I ask, what is the thought? What would I have to believe to act that way? Now, about 90% of the time, it's fear. I'm afraid I won't get what I want. I'm afraid I'll lose what I have. That's the essence. That's the core. You might want to memorize that because the core of just about all anger, all resentment, all upsets is the fear that you won't get what you want or you're going to lose what you have. So I ask myself, well, what is it I think I might lose? Well, I might not get to go to the baseball game tonight. Oh, she needed me to go to the grocery store. Well, wait a second. Am I in choice? And so as soon as I can catch myself and realize we're back in choice, I've got choices that I can make, then everything can shift. So everything shifts as soon as we remember who we are, what we are, and how we serve. Okay? Who am I? Well, at the core, remember, I like to go to core. At the core, at the essence of me, is this dynamic, loving, caring, compassionate, joyful being. And I submit at the core of you is probably the same thing. And when I'm in a situation where all of a sudden it's not going the way that I want it to go, and I know a lot of us get in those situations, then what I do and what I encourage you to do is stop. S-T-O-P. Just stop. Stop, take a couple breaths, calm your mind, go within, and ask those simple questions. Okay, if it wasn't about my wife, or if it wasn't about my relationship, it wasn't their fault, is there something that I can look at inside of me? Can I shift? Can I change? Can I develop? So that's one of the keys that I do on a consistent basis. I hope this little tip will, if you practice this, let me tell you this. If you practice this little tip of introspection every single day for the next 7 days until we meet again in 7 days, I can almost guarantee your life will shift profoundly because all of a sudden you have choice again. All of a sudden, you're pulling all the power that you gave to somebody else out there or some circumstance out there. You pull it all back because you now have choice. Now, choice and courage go hand in hand. The show is called Voices of Courage because, listen, you can have choice, but if you don't have courage with choice, then you're probably going to remain flat and you're probably going to just stay where you are. So what is courage? Where does that come from? What is that about? Well, courage is an energy, isn't it? It's not just a word. There's something behind that word. There's power. There's passion. There's a force that will overcome any obstacle that's in your way when you tune into courage. So how do we do that? Well, the way I do it is ask a question. If I were courageous, what would I do now? Simple question, right? If I were courageous, what would I do now? Now, that question itself has changed just about everything in my life. And one of the things that happened for me is that I asked that question and I started writing my 7th book. And that book is, for those of you on Facebook, you can see it. But for those of you on the air, it's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. Now, it took courage to write it, took 6 years to write it, and it just came out. I just have the proof copy in studio with me. But I want to say this. That book is all about reprogramming your thinking, reprogramming your mind. Because I found we have to drip on our mind with wisdom and essential actions on a daily basis. If you do that, at the end of a month, 2 months, 3 months, your life gets better and better and better. Listen, I'll be right back. I have my guest in studio, Deanna Nunes, who's hypnotized 10,000 people. Let's see if she can unhypnotize you from what you're doing in your life today. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better. And the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic, residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kali Ma, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
You know, it's a brilliant day to recode your mind for unlimited success, and that's what we're talking about today. Before I get to my guest, Deanna Nunes, who has hypnotized over 10,000 people, I want to let this, you know this. If you're an entrepreneur and you want to establish a successful business, you're going to need a tribe. So I want to invite you to join my tribe, and you can do this at kenstribe.com, kenstribe.com. There, I'm going to help you to form some genuine relationships that will help you take your business, your life, your relationships to a completely new level. There's live events involved. I'm going to be talking about some of the live events that are coming up for me. I'm speaking. You'll get that at kenstribe.com. You're also going to be able to connect to my tribe, and my tribe is pretty darn cool. I've got some of the top authors, speakers, trainers in the world in my tribe. So come and join my tribe. Hope you will. Kenstribe.com. Also, I want to thank everybody again for joining Voices of Courage. If you're new to the show, get ready to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible, because that's what we do here. All right. In studio with me, I've got Deanna Nunes. And as a result of Deanna's peak performance hypnosis techniques, I want to say this right. Women from all over the world have lost hundreds of pounds while maintaining a full-time job and life. They've tripled their income. They've been able to free themselves from old subconscious patterns. And she, as I mentioned, has hypnotized over 10,000 people around the world. And she's had audiences of 500,000 visit her. And what she does is she helps them to reveal what's not working or what they need to change, release, and recode their subconscious minds to up-level their life, Deanna, hello.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here. Like, round of applause for you and the energy that's in this space.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, yeah. The energy is, well, the energy is created by all of us. So it's an energy. You know, isn't that amazing, the energy that's in this studio?
Yes, and you create it. I felt you bring it in. So okay. It's with you. And I do think that all of us have that ability. Mm. You know, a lot of times as a person that's been on a lot of stages, people will say, colleagues will say, well, once I get out there and I feel the energy of the crowd, I think it's the opposite. Like, you bring the energy, and you certainly bring the energy to this room and with your intention that you set as well.
Well, you know, the energy, it's interesting we're talking about that, because the energy starts in, I want to say this, spirit starts where motion stops. So when we stopped in the beginning and set intention and just got present, mm-hmm. that's when the energy comes forth mm-hmm. for all of us.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter where we are, right?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many times I've started my life or my day over. My day's not going right, and I just say, I'm done.
Pause. I call it a power pause.
A power pause. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I'm starting over, right?
Yes. Yes.
So, hey, listen, you know what I loved about you is that you know how to flip the scripts in the mind.
Absolutely.
How did you get there? How'd you get there? What?
Well, you can't flip anybody else's script until you flipped your own. So that's where it all started for me. I just, you know, raised in a family that we all, and like all of us, we all have some dysfunction that we're dealing with. And, you know, I think that the world is evolving, which is so beautiful. People are really expressing themselves more than ever before. But I kind of come from that era where you just brush things under the rug. And so family members aren't necessarily all talking to each other and communicating like they are now, which I love. But I just was raised in a time where, you know, my parents got divorced and there was a lot going on, pressures from school, pressures from all over that we all experience. And I started to go inward and tell myself things that were untrue. And I didn't notice that I was doing that. And it really sent me to a really dark place. I was basically bouncing off of what was happening around me and not really knowing what to do with that. And instead, imploding. And the way that I imploded was through all of my high school years. I mean, I started turning to alcohol and drugs and partying because those were the kids that were lost and I was lost. And so I was magnetized to them. And that seemed to be the kind of people that I, you know, was attracted to. So I found myself going down a really dark path. And I knew that in me, that was not who I really was. I remember being like the little girl who believed that everybody loved me. And my grandma always told that cute little story because I'm the baby of the family. And she said, she'd always tell me that when I was little, that I'd always say, everybody loves me. And I just believed that.
That's hysterical. You'll never get that. I have the exact same family story about me where I would tell my little, I was 4 years old and I told, my grandma would tell the story all the time. She'd say, hey, you know, you're 4 years old and you're looking at me and you're saying, you know, grandma, everybody loves me. So it's like, really? Where does a 4 year old get that?
But I think that's the essence. And you talked about it already. You know, that's what we have to come back to when we take that power pause is the essence of our spirit and who we really are and show up like that. Because it was at a time prior to a bunch of, you know, hard stuff happening to us that we had a hard time navigating through.
Absolutely.
And so for me, when I went through those teenage years, I could feel myself fighting to get out, mm-hmm. but I didn't really know how to do that. And I eventually found hypnotherapy as a tool. And it really changed everything for me. Hypnosis just became that that neuroscience tool that I could put into action and really flipped the script so I could change how I would talk about it to myself.
Well, you know, when we say hypnosis today, it's not as
mysterious
and deep as it was maybe 10 years ago. But there's still people out there who go, hypnosis? Oh, I don't want anything to do with that.
Ridiculous.
Isn't that funny?
Well, you know, there are over 290,000 Google Scholar right now pages really talking about the benefits of hypnosis and medical treatment and therapy. I mean, it's an amazing, amazing tool. So I wouldn't want anyone to underestimate that mm-hmm. and to be, you know, back off from it just because they might not be educated on what it actually is. So hypnosis is something that happens in our brain every single day, in our mind.
Oh, so are we hypnotizing ourselves every moment?
Absolutely. With your own self-talk, you are putting yourself in your own trances. Think about like with food, anybody that's had an issue with food, you don't even remember eating what you ate. You just plow through it. You go into a trance.
I always thought the food ate the food. I don't think I had anything to do
with
it.
You wake up at the end when the potato chip bag is empty.
Right.
And you're like, what happened?
Yeah, my mouth's all dry. I'm like, God, I now need a soda to wash it down.
There's no way you can't say you didn't go into a trance, you know? So that's where you need to become very present and wake yourself up. So waking up.
Okay, let's talk about that. How do we wake it up? You know, and what are the subconscious strongholds and how do they hold us back here?
Subconscious strongholds, I believe, are those things that are the voice in the back of your head that you keep looping on. And they happen to be, they're different for all of us. It all depends on, you know, what we were taught from our parents, our coaches, our teachers, our pastors, all those people that were adults that had influence on us, and their thinking went trickling down into our little open minds.
Right.
We're walking around in a hypnotic state up until around the age of 10, and we're just absorbing. And then our adulthood is playing it back.
That's interesting because, I have some children. I live with my grandchildren right now, and they sound so much like their parents. I'm like, whoa.
Exactly.
Yeah, gosh, I guess that's how we all are. Of course, my children are the same. But you know,
even with kids, my husband and I, when we started having children, we decided together, let's make sure that we are positively programming them with our communication. So instead of stop hitting your sister, it's keep your hands to yourself.
Hmm.
Right. So that's a form of flipping the script.
Right.
So that you're really taking control of your communication and saying what you actually mean.
So I love that, but I'm real interested in that that hypnosis part that we're doing every day to ourselves.
Absolutely.
I think so how do we break that? We have all these thoughts going by our head. How do you break
Absolutely.
That?
So I would say the first thing is what you already talked about is awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be able to, I have this little three-part practice that I like to do, and it is ORT. So it's observe. So you can stand outside of it. So many times when we're getting stuck in our overthinking cycles,
right,
it's because we're in it.
Right.
And we don't realize we're in it. And so we're just overthinking it and looking for a solution and we can't find any.
So step back from your thoughts and observe
it. Observe it. Step back.
Okay.
And you can do that in your mind as a visual. You could do it literally. Just go, okay, this is the cycle I'm stuck in, I'm going to step over and step out of it.
Okay.
So that would be kind of NLP technique to step out of it.
Okay.
So the first thing is observe.
Okay.
The second is our release.
Okay.
And release can look like surrender. Release can look like forgiveness.
Guess what? I got to take a break here. So we're going to have to get back to the second and third one. Okay. So the second is release. We'll be right back. Okay.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
You know you have it, the potential for a more rewarding life, a life that matters. But how do you get there? The answer is in a best-selling book by the coach of the successful and wealthy, Ken D. Foster, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Awaken Your Hidden Genius and Transform Your Life. With this powerful yet amazingly simple daily guide, your future is in your hands. You will be empowered to unlock your potential, bring out your true gifts, increase your wealth, and take your life and business to a new level. Get your life-transforming copy of Ken D. Foster's The Courage to Change Everything by going to couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. Quite frankly, there's no other book like this. Imagine what your life could be like if you had at your fingertips the success principles to create the life you've always wanted. Are you ready to live your dream? Go to couragetochange.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back. Today we're talking about how to recode your mind for unlimited success. And before I get back to my guest, I want to let you know the show is being sponsored by Women's Wisdom. That's Women's Wisdom. They're San Diego's premier networking group for purpose-driven and soul-inspired female entrepreneurs. They have meetings generally on Fridays, once a month here in San Diego. Plus, you can find them online at womenswisdom.net, womenswisdom.net. Been going since 1991. Just about every personal development speaker that is known on the planet has been there. And so I encourage you to get there. All right, Deanna, I'm loving our conversation. Okay, we're talking about the three steps to be able to break the patterns of the mind. So the first is to observe. Second is, you were talking about, release.
Absolutely. So you can't recognize that you need to step away from it until you get aware that you have the issue going on, right? So just accept that, observe it, step back, and then release. So surrendering and really being able to step into that letting go energy is so important. And people sometimes get stuck there because they go, I don't know how to let it go.
Right.
They're really there. But then you see how they have that thing stuck in their head of, like, maybe it's a relationship issue or a money issue or a weight issue. And they don't know how to let it go because it's almost become comfortable.
Right.
Right.
Well, how the heck do you let it go if you got money issues?
I think it's all about forgiving yourself or forgiving the person that you're blaming it on.
That's good.
Right?
That takes it back to my first segment, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Because again, right, you said you like to blame that whatever's in front of you.
Right. Okay.
But we have so many childhood issues that we bring with us into adulthood, and we tend to bring those with us and keep blaming. So you've got to be willing to have courage. I love the name of your radio show because it is my superpower. Courage has made me do so many amazing things. So you have to have the courage to recognize that you have that issue and that you're letting it go. So surrendering it to a greater power, surrender it to the past. Mm-hmm. So that you can step into the now. And then it would all be all about trusting yourself. So the last letter is that T, is trust. And I have to tell you that every hypnosis session that I have done with these amazing people, I call them breakthrough sessions because we always, always have a breakthrough. And it's that point in the session where they turn to themselves and go, I can trust myself more deeply. And it's not always about self-love because sometimes they don't know how to get to self-love, but they can always get to self-trust where they go, you know what? I'm going to trust myself. I'm going to make a commitment to trust myself deeper. And I think that is beautifully courageous.
So I want to ask you about how do we reframe our mind? And you're already giving us tips on that. But before I do, I want to talk about your new book. You know, it's out. It's not about the food. And so I know that you work with hundreds of women that have had issues
and
around weight.
And I love them.
And you love them until they can love themselves.
Seriously.
I love that.
Uphold them. Like I do. I believe in them until they can believe in themselves.
Right.
Absolutely. And that's what we do for each other.
Right.
The book, It's Not About the Food, is really about for those specific women. There's thousands of them out there that have been chronic dieters. Mm-hmm. And they have gone up and down in their weight. They want to let go of that obsessiveness. But they also still want to be at their healthiest body because it's somewhere in the middle, right? It's a balance in the middle. Bless you. Bless
Thank you.
You.
Yes. Yeah. Something in the air. So all that good vibration.
Absolutely. So it's all about letting go of the obsessiveness around food, but learning to be able to trust yourself around food, trust yourself with your body. Trust yourself.
Now let me
ask
you something. Okay, listen. I can trust myself, but if the candy's sitting in the living room or the potato chips are right next to me, I might forget to trust myself.
Then I would say your why isn't strong enough.
Okay, the why. What's that?
Right.
What's that about?
Like, this is my superpower.
What's that say?
Yeah, it says empowered by my why.
Empowered by your why.
Yes.
Love it. Okay.
Yes.
So the why is the reason.
If you don't have your why of why you're staying focused and why you want to live a healthy life, then your motivation is going to be very fleeting. And it is going to be like 5 seconds long.
Right.
Right. But for those of us that have turned to food for the wrong reasons to self-soothe, we need a better way.
Well, let's talk about that why real quick, because I think, you know, there's superficial whys and then there's real whys.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
The superficial why might be, well, you know, I'd like to look better. But the real why?
Not deep enough.
Go deeper. What happens? Like, what's the deepness in
that?
The depth.
So I would say go way deep down.
Okay.
And get past the struggle.
Right. So you keep asking that question. Why is it? Why am I doing this?
Ladies ask themselves two whys.
Okay.
Why have I been struggling like I have? Right. So we actually get very focused on what the real issue is and why does it matter that I overcome it?
Mm-hmm.
When you do that, you get very clear. For me, I was raised by a mom that, I mean, we were fed cupcakes and cookies and I love those things. Don't get me wrong. I want to have them in my life.
I want to eat them day and night. I want to have them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I #love ice cream. But there's got to be a balance, right?
Right.
And so I was trained to go to food to soothe my wounds. And my mom ended up passing away 7 years ago of obesity and depression.
Okay.
And her mother was vitally alive, passed away at 103.
Wow.
With absolute pure health. She just passed away in her sleep with not an ailment, not a disease.
Right.
So that's my why. I mean, to me, it's like the path. Do I want to go this way or that way?
And I think there's a piece here. It's that you can't always chase the comfort zone. Okay, you got to be willing to stay in the uncomfortable zone, feel the pain maybe of not having the cookie, feel the disconnection of maybe not being able to do something because now you're exercising.
We need a full cookie moment.
Yes.
Right? A full cookie moment is when you come full circle and it's like, okay, I see the cookie, I'm resisting the cookie, right? But then you eat the cookie anyways. The next thing is, I see the cookie, I want to resist the cookie, and I still eat the cookie anyways. And then you're pissed at yourself for eating the damn cookie.
Right.
Right? So you got to keep going with that. You want to get to a place where you are, you know, past where you resist the cookie, where you go, I can have a bite and share it with
my
friends.
But we resist it with our why. Is that right?
I want them to let go of the resistance. The resistance will drive you insane. Uh-huh. It'll keep you on the mouse wheel, right? The resistance is I would say embrace the resistance. Understand what's inside of that, because whatever's inside of that is probably going to clue you into why you have the problem in the first place. So often people are dieting or they're thinking they need to be a certain way because of the way that they were conditioned through their childhood,
right,
through environment, their parents. I mean, I have so many people in my programs that are, you know, they had parents that said, here, we need to take you to this diet center. They didn't even know they had a problem until their parents told them that. Right. So they're the parents are the ones that put that seed in their head. And then they have such a hard time shaking it loose.
Okay, it's not about the food. How do people get your book?
You can go to Amazon and leave an amazing review, by the way, as well. But go to Amazon and look it up. It's not about the food. I'm a co-author along with Allegra Lowenstein and other amazing authors. And I think that you'll find a lot of inspiration in the book. It's really worth your time to, you know, take it on your next airplane ride and read through it.
Well, you know, whenever I'm starting a new journey, let's say to lose 20 pounds, the first thing I do is I get information about it and inspiration about it. So your book is very timely for that.
Yeah.
So it's not about the food. You can get it on Amazon. So you get the information. The second step then is to set some goals up. Okay.
Absolutely.
Set some commitments.
If you don't have a target.
That's right.
You don't know what you're shooting
You don't know
for.
What you're doing, right?
Yes.
And then the third piece, I love your questions. I mean, what are those questions again you ask people?
Oh, the two whys.
Yeah, the two whys.
Yeah,
right?
Why do you have the struggle and why do you want to overcome it?
Man, I think if you ask those, you set the goal, you ask those questions.
And do that with courage.
And do it with courage,
yeah.
And then take daily actions around
Absolutely.
That. Right?
Yeah.
I think you're
on
something.
You will get to your goal very quickly.
Yeah.
And without dieting.
Yeah, that's good.
Woohoo.
Okay, listen, I'm going to have to wrap up this section in a minute, but I want to just take a real quick dive. Got 30 seconds. Believing in the power of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't believe in the power of their mind. What's
Ooh,
that about?
That would be a great disservice because your mind is, your subconscious is playing in the background anyway. Why would you not want to take advantage of that? Mm-hmm. You know, we've already proven by science that the subconscious can be reprogrammed. Neuroscience is studying this every single day, mm-hmm. that our neural pathways are flexible. We need to be able to take control of our mind, understand it better. But I think it beyond control. I don't like the word control. I like the word manage. Because control is controlling, okay. Right? Manage your
well,
mind.
Well, I'm going to be out of control here and let us go to break, and then we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better. And the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic, residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Oh, I love this show today because we are reprogramming the mind for success and giving you the principles of how to do that. And before I get to my guest, I just want to give a shout out to my two son-in-laws, Ryan Steckler and Evan Steckler. My two daughters married two brothers. How cool is that? Well, they own an amazing business here in San Diego. It's been going since 1976. Their father started it. It's called Family Carpet and Drapes. They've installed several carpets and blinds in my homes over the years. They do a phenomenal job. Right now, they're having a summer sale in hardwood flooring, waterproof flooring, and cozy carpet. So if you'd like to find out a little bit more about what my son-in-laws do, give them a call. They're really amazing guys. I guarantee they'll do a good job for you. You can reach them at 619-697-5969, 619-697-5969. By the way, if you mention my name, Ken Foster, or Voices of Courage, they will give you 10% off. How cool is that? 619-697-5969. All right, we are with in studio here, Deanna Nunez, and she's hypnotized over 10,000 people. And most importantly, she's hypnotized herself into success on a daily basis, which is the coolest thing.
Yes, it all starts with taking a nice, easy, deep breath.
A deep
breath. And
as
you let that breath out, relax your entire body. Loose, limp, and relaxed.
All right, the show's over. I'm going to sleep, girl. All right, listen. We were talking about believing in the power of your mind because, you know, I go on this I believe the mind is the cause of our bondage and the mind is the cause of our liberation. I love that quote. And let's talk about that.
Let's remember that it's not just the power of the mind, but it's the mind. The power of the mind, the body, the heart.
The mind, body, heart.
I
mind,
love body, it. Soul, the power of the heart is absolutely incredible. Yeah. I mean, think of all the things that you've done in your life based on heart and soul and connection, right?
I'm just that's a heady awesome. Guy. I don't know about the heart, but listen, no, I'm just kidding. That's exactly right. Yeah. Well, our heart guides us, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so excited about this topic because it's so, you know, people can just take it in and start practicing it right away. You know, you don't need to struggle another day. You know, that whole...
Okay, how do we practice? How do we... I
first
wanna
of
know.
All, what make a decision. Do? You know, the saying, the struggle is real.
Yeah.
I think it's better if we say the decision is real.
Mm.
Right? Let's just make a decision to step into what we see as our best life. That is one step today. So it's like, what is the vision for yourself? What can you do today? That's habit, right? What can you do today? And repeat, repeat, repeat. And then remember your why always. And why does it matter that I do that?
Yes.
If we remember why it matters, we have so much more of a courageous heart.
We have a courageous heart, and it brings us back to choice. I think a lot of times we're in a place where we don't feel a sense of choice. And when we're out of choice, then we're in delusion.
Yes, let's let go of the have to's and the need to's. I really dial
shoulds.
Into language, right?
Must.
The shoulds, the
have
need to's, the have
to.
I have to do that today. I need to do that. No. You're choosing
I choose to.
That's
to do
empowered
this.
Language, right. Empowered communication.
Right.
You want to have empowered communication with your own mind.
Yeah. Well, I can't tell you how many people tell me every day, I have to go to work. I'm thinking, Well, that's really weird.
I choose to go to work so I can live a certain way so that I can, you know, positively affect people so I can bring in an income. Like you want to, you choose to.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and not to disc people that are doing jobs that they absolutely hate. But by the way, that's what this program is all about, okay? Reprogram your thinking to get a place where you deserve, you get yourself to a place where you can say, I know I can do this. I can change. I deserve change. I'm going to make that happen in my life. That's what we do to grow, right?
Well, and one of our greatest leaders, Martin Luther King, he taught us to, we don't see the whole staircase. We only need to see the first step.
Right.
And so having the courage to just step out there is an incredible thing that you could do for yourself. And even if that's daily or momentarily, right?
Yes.
I mean, I think about some of the ladies that have gone through my programs, and what they have lived through is so amazing. I mean, from sexual abuse to domestic violence, dysfunctional relationships with parents and sister siblings. I mean, there's just so much they've overcome, and they're choosing to step up, choosing to show up to their best life. And that might come with that next food choice, right? Or that next opportunity to exercise. I feel like it's such a cop-out when people say, oh, I don't have time to exercise. Because I don't know about you guys, but I could stand up and sit down right now and do some squats, and that's exercise.
All right,
people.
Let's see you do that. Come on.
Oh, let's go.
There she is. All right, in studio. She is working out. I love it. But you make a good point, right?
Yeah.
There are no excuses. Yeah. All excuses are in our own head, okay?
And they get in our way,
but mm-hmm. when we take full responsibility for everything that's showing up in our life, everything, right? And people,
ooh, deep
people
breath
go,
on that one, because that takes
right?
a lot of courage.
It takes
we
courage.
Haven't all lived lives right. Perfectly, and we're not supposed to. So we need to have courage to overcome those things that we've done wrong as well. Like,
that's right.
Let's take out the wrong or the right. Yeah. And just, they're just lessons.
Okay, I think that's where I wanted to go with you.
Yeah.
It is all lessons. Mm-hmm. Okay. It all,
that's
you know,
flipping the script.
If we can flip that script and just say, well, wait, listen, what am I learning here? What am I growing into? How is this experience strengthening me? You know, who am I becoming as a result of being in situations that are devastating, some of them? They're mm-hmm. horrific. They're, mm-hmm. I had a woman a couple weeks on the show. She was kidnapped for 45 days and tortured Brazil, right? When she was 23 years old, her and her husband, right? I mean, really
tortured. Those are the kind of stories I'm talking about. That's incredible.
So listen, for me, when I hear those stories, I go, my life is great. I have nothing to worry about. My little bickering with my wife, we're good.
That's where that gratitude journal comes in, right? Where you're remembering those.
Exactly.
That what you're grateful for. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Every day. Yeah. Every day. Okay. I want to bring in, I have a new, another guest in studio here. She's sitting here patiently waiting to get on air with us. And her name is Christine Jackson. And Christine works for our sponsor, Villa Calima. She is the clinical director at Villa Calima. And, I was reading a resume and we were having fun in the studio. She's graduated magna cum laude. She's got Christine Grace Jackson has enough of these letters behind her name, LCSW, CEDS, CETI. She's smart and beautiful. Thank you.
That's
what I was trying to say. And brilliant. And thank you for coming back today on
the
show.
Thank you. Always an honor. Always a pleasure.
Oh, my gosh. We're talking about reprogramming the thinking. And when people go into recovery, where they've been addicted to alcohol or drugs or food or relationship or sex. And some come in with all those addictions, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Quite honestly, yes. Villa Calima does the holistic approach, and we do plant-based diet for that reason, because we are body and mind and spirit connected. Mm-hmm. So it is just a name it. It's a 6-bed woman's residential treatment. So you do the timeout. And I really appreciate going back to the first segment about the stop. And I kept thinking, as you were saying, what is stop? It's slow it down. It's think about it. Have the deep dive, the courage to go to the place, we call it the circle of vulnerability, where you can name the fear behind what's keeping that stuckness going. Have the openness to a different perspective with Judy or whoever else mm-hmm. is in your life.
Right.
So
yeah.
If I have a perspective that I can take beyond my own self, then possibly I have a creation of a solution that I haven't thought of yet. If I could have out-thunk it or out eaten it or outdrunk it, I probably would have already. You're right. And so the last part is the P, the practice, and that's what we're talking about today. And I always put another P in there. The practice is also prayer, because I need to have my thinking and my heart in alignment to recover, to feel is something you named, and then have my feet in the same place as an integrated whole.
Wow. You know, I'm here and I'm thinking that you guys are both here in the studio. I'm listening to you and I'm going, I'm so glad I put this show together. I get to learn and grow and expand my thinking as I interview you amazing guests. It's really incredible, actually. So thank you for being here.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Okay, so back to the mind. Okay, so how important is the mind in recovery?
Well,
by the way, I got a half minute on that, and then we'll go to commercial and we'll come back and talk about
it. Oh, I'll just do the teaser then. It can't be the same stinking thinking that created the problem that gets us out of and into the solution.
Okay. I think Einstein said that. You can't solve a problem with the mind that created it. Let's talk more about that when we get back. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
You know you have it. The potential for a more rewarding life, a life that matters. But how do you get there? The answer is in a best-selling book by the coach of the successful and wealthy, Ken D. Foster, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Awaken Your Hidden Genius and Transform Your Life. With this powerful yet amazingly simple daily guide, your future is in your hands. You will be empowered to unlock your potential, bring out your true gifts, increase your wealth, and take your life and business to a new level. Get your life-transforming copy of Ken D. Foster's The Courage to Change Everything by going to couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. Quite frankly, there's no other book like this. Imagine what your life could be like if you had at your fingertips the success principles to create the life you've always wanted. Are you ready to live your dream? Go to couragetochange.us.
With Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
What a show. Hope you're enjoying the show as much as I am today. I'm in studio here with Deanna Nunez and Christine Jackson. We're talking about the courage to recode your mind for unlimited success. And we were just talking about an Einstein quote that I got wrong. So Deanna's going to correct me.
You didn't get it wrong.
Well, I got the essence of it.
You cannot solve a problem from the same consciousness that created it.
There it is. Okay. Yes. Same consciousness that created it. Yeah. Interesting. You know, with consciousness, it's all about stepping into, what is that? There's an energy behind each word that we say. In fact, I had a quote here, if I can find it, from Paramahansa Yogananda, right? He said, words are vibrations of thought. Thoughts, in turn, are vibrations of power and energy. I thought, man, that's cool. Is that cool?
I was just at an amazing Lisa Nichols event. We'll give a little plug to her because I love her
so
much.
Hey, Lisa, I love you too.
And she talked about, you know, sticks or stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. She says, whoever said that needs to, you know, that needs to be buried, dead, and gone, because it's so not true.
It's so not true. Yes. Thoughts, in turn, are vibrations of power and energy. Yeah. So words are vibrations of thought, right? So it's the energy behind those thoughts that really change us for the better or hypnotize us into believing we're something or not.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the reasons you began the show talking about recovery. And I like the word recovery. You've also talked about we need to release and surrender and recode. So the word even recovery is that I need to recover the authentic self. You named yourself as just some of the things I know you to be: dynamic, loving, compassionate. And those things came as a package deal of Ken prior to when you had words to describe them. Mm-hmm. So the recovering is the rediscovering of who I truly am before the hypnotist of my words began to create my own thoughts.
I love that. I mean, you know, quite frankly, you know, when Deanna said she's hypnotized 10,000 people.
I woke them up.
I was going to say, you really dehypnotize them, right?
I had a client that told me that one time. She says, you don't hypnotize people, you wake them up.
You wake them up. Exactly. You wake them up. It's like, you know, it's like people go on stage and they start to sing and they don't realize they could sing.
They don't have 1 ounce of self-doubt. I have to tell you, after seeing that thousands of times, when you're in that state of mind, you have not 1 ounce of self-doubt. Imagine what you could accomplish in your life if you lived every day like that.
Oh, my gosh. I'm wondering my sound engineer's thinking right now. No self-doubt anymore, Todd. Are you there? All right.
I'm there.
You're there. All right. I mean, that's amazing. So I know in recovery, and I want to switch back to Villa Kalima and Christine Jackson here. In recovery, one of the biggest challenges is building our esteem back up.
Absolutely. And I think we've come a long way in the field in general to the point where you had to break someone down in order to build them back up. Quite honestly, and I think particularly for women, the breakdown has already happened. Mm-hmm. So it's about the build. And I think there's an opportunity and a gift in truly doing that rediscovery, that part of us that has not been touched by all the trauma. We've named people who have been kidnapped in Brazil for X amount of days. There's a numbing that sometimes happens, whether it's the cookie we were talking about or the alcohol or the relationships that's toxic. That numbing that is there probably to, in my best efforts, to protect me from the pain and the pain body that I'm carrying around. If we can stop and slow down that process and get away from the numbing and address at the circle of vulnerability that deep dive into what has created the stuckness that gets you into this, all this numbing activity, then we can start to heal at the deepest level possible.
I love that. Well, listen, you know what? There's nobody here on this planet that I've met that have maximized their full potential. I just haven't met anybody that's walking on water yet. Now, I'm not saying they're not here, but I haven't met them. So here's the deal. The point of that is that we're all here learning and growing. We're all experiencing, you know, whether you're somebody walking into recovery or whether you're somebody that has just started a new business and now you're wondering, what's in the unknown? What's in that place that I don't know where to go? And how do I do that? How do I walk into that?
Oh my gosh, I say do it scared.
Okay.
I when we talk about flipping the script, so much is focused on fearlessness and overcoming your fear.
Right.
Instead of, if you talk about overcoming your fear all the time, it's like saying don't think about your favorite ice cream. Right. Don't think about it. That's all you want to think about. It's like you're going to focus on the fear. Instead, focus on your courage.
Right. Focus on your courage.
Be courageous.
But here's the thing, I want to make sure this is really a important point, because I love that. And we do have to focus on our courage, but part of that courage is being able to take a deep dive into what's not working in our life. It's not all about positive, there's no weeds in my garden, man. There's, you know, everything is good.
It's about cultivating weeds.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Being a cultivator of your weeds.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I think that's such an important point, because I think there has been a shift culturally in don't think about your favorite ice cream, get positive and keep going. But as you named it, in a family of dysfunction, some of the three basic rules are don't trust, don't talk, don't feel. Mm-hmm. So in order to flip the script and have true recovery, we need to do the opposite. We need to begin to trust ourselves, as you've so well named. We need to feel, and we need to talk about what is uncomfortable to even look at.
Exactly. Yes. So that's, you know, a lot of us don't want to do that.
I get excited about that.
I get excited too, but a lot of people don't want to, you know, they're in challenging circumstances, but you know, and I know some of you listening to this are in that place, but here's the thing. I follow this rule. Here's my prayer. God, don't change my circumstances. Change me. Because when I change, my circumstances change. And I've followed that rule for many, many years. It's a tough one. I mean, it's like, who wants to pray for being in a devastating environment? Okay, something that's really not. Well, listen, there's a reason you're there. We have to step into our power to move out of this. We have to step into our courage to move out. We have to. And that's how we grow. We step into the unknowable. The things we don't know, and we learn. We step into that and learn.
Absolutely. And I think pairing that with stepping into the discomfort, which is the place where we do change.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember this walking into this this radio show 2 years ago, and I remember how discomforting it was in all this, the lights, the cameras, the TVs, the microphones, the technology, the sound engineers, and walking and just being overwhelmed and thinking, wow, what do I do? Well, what I did was what we're talking about today. It was one step at a time. I thought, you know what? I'll learn it. In a couple of years, I'll probably be good at it. And you know what? Isn't that about the same as all success, no matter what we do? So let me make my point. If you're in a place right now in your life that you're not in the right mindset, you're facing maybe depression, you're facing maybe a place in an unhappy relationship, you're in a place where your business is failing, you're in a place where things need to change, and you're going, I don't know how to do this. I can say this. I have two guests in studio right now. You can call Villa Kali Ma, and we have the phone number ready to go. And go ahead.
Villa Kali Ma is 619-246-8862, 619-248-8862, and happy to be a resource. If it's not a residential setting that you're ready for or needing, we have other resources available. True North is an incredible place in Encinitas for professionals who have a point of stuckness but aren't going to step away from their work. So there's tons of resources out there. Don't let anything stop you from calling.
That's awesome. And then, you know, we got a book. If you want to lose a few pounds permanently, it's not about the food.
Yeah, go to Amazon to check out the book and to Mind Body Fit Club.
I love it. Okay, sounds like we got to wrap up. What an amazing day. Also, you can pre-order my book online at thecouragetochange.us, couragetochange.us, coming out in September, the official date, but you can pre-order it now and actually save $10. So I hope you'll get it and you'll make the changes that you need to make to be able to have your life be the life of your dreams.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.